Marv Fritz runs a 24-acre greenhouse in O'Neill, Nebraska, in the north-central part of the state. In the middle of summer, the 7-year-old greenhouse produces about 250,000 pounds of tomatoes a week.
About mid-November.
In a summer of record heat across the Midwest, Fritz says the greenhouse, run by local company Garden Fresh Vegetables, uses very little water.
We probably use 2 or 3% of the water that a corn crop would use covering the same acreage.
It's more than just the greenhouse making the difference. The real game changer here is hydroponics technology. Essentially, hydroponics involves growing plants without dirt. Instead of receiving nutrients from soil or fertilizer, the plants receive nutrients from water solutions that drip directly into the root system. Hydroponic technology has been around since the 1920s, but researchers say it's only really started to take off in the last decade or so. According to a report from Ibis World, a market research company, the annual growth of the U.S. hydroponic crop industry for each of the last 5 years was around 8%. Across the Midwest, farms are hoping to take advantage of renewed interest in hydroponics. Take Elm Lane Farm, for example, which grows hydroponic lettuce. The small farm, located just outside of Wichita, Kansas, is pretty new. In fact, they just harvested their first crop at the end of June.
My brother in South Carolina has been doing hydroponic gardening for 13 years, I guess, with tomatoes and then more recently with lettuce, and he's been encouraging us to start one.
Karen Hull and her husband Mike built their greenhouse in April.
Right now we're still in the learning curve portion of it, but are enjoying watching the lettuce grow and learning how to deal with the various issues that come up.
The Hulls, along with other proponents of hydroponics, point out that growing in a controlled environment can eliminate the need for pesticides or chemicals. Also, greenhouses don't take up much space, and plants can be grown year-round. But the real draw is that decreased water use. Peter Ling specializes in controlled environment agriculture at Ohio State University. He says lettuce grown in a field uses about 10 to 30 gallons of water per head, while lettuce grown in a controlled environment, such as hydroponics, requires only 1 to 2 gallons per head. That's at least 80% less water. Still, despite the technology's increasing popularity, Ling says we can't expect to see hydroponics eclipsing field production anytime soon.
For a field crop farmer to go into the hydroponics, and there's a lot of new concepts that need to be adopted, technology need to be learned. The main thing is the cost, investment, and technology involved.
But isn't farmland really expensive right now, too? A good irrigated ground in central Nebraska costs $5,000 to $6,000 per acre, according to the Kansas City Federal Reserve. Marv Fritz says that's small beans compared to a large hydroponic system like the one in O'Neill. He estimates that the cost of a new greenhouse would run around $500,000 per acre. The costs are worth it for certain premium crops, like tomatoes, cucumbers, lettuce, and peppers. Some are even experimenting with growing livestock feed hydroponically. For now, hydroponics remains active in mostly a niche market. And Marv Fritz doesn't see that changing anytime soon, simply because of the cost of investment and the availability of farmland.
In Kansas, and probably the Midwest in general, it's such a dirt-based agriculture with the wheat and corn and soybeans. I just think it's a matter of education, that as people become more familiar with the products that are grown, that it'll hopefully become more widespread.
Karen Hull, the Kansas farmer, agrees and says there's still a lot to learn about hydroponics.
As long as we have plenty of land in this country, it's going to be tough, and that's why you see that type of production, say in Holland or in China, Korea. They have very, very little arable land and a lot of people.
And if drought continues to be an issue, and if the costs of the technology associated with hydroponics continue to decrease, more and more operations might look into ditching their soil and trying something new. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Hillary Stowes-Krause.